Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today. In this one, we're going to be rereading 1 John chapter 2 starting in verse 1 all the way to verse 14. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. My dear children, I am writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. He himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins, and not only our sins but the sins of all the world. And we can be sure that we know him if we obey his commandments. If someone claims, I know God, but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and is not living in the truth. But those who obey God's word truly show how completely they love him. That is how we know we are living in him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. Dear friends, I am not writing a new commandment for you. Rather, it is an old one you have had from the very beginning. This old commandment, to love one another, is the same message you heard before. Yet it is also new. Jesus lived the truth of this commandment, and you also are living it. For the darkness is disappearing, and the true light is already shining. If anyone claims, I am living in the light, but hates a fellow believer, that person is still living in darkness. Anyone who loves a fellow believer is living in the light and does not cause others to stumble. But anyone who hates a fellow believer is still living and walking in darkness. Such a person does not know the way to go, having been blinded by the darkness. I am writing to you who are God's children because your sins have been forgiven through Jesus. I am writing to you who are mature in the faith because you know Christ, who existed from the beginning. I am writing to you who are young in the faith because you have won your battle with the evil one. I have written to you who are God's children because you know the Father. I have written to you who are mature in the faith because you know Christ, who existed from the beginning. I have written to you who are young in the faith because you are strong. God's word lives in your hearts, and you have won your battle with the evil one. Once again, that was in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Quote, but those who obey God's word truly show how completely they love him. That is how we know we are living in him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did, end quote, which comes from verses 5 and 6 from what we just read. If this set of verses had a title, I think it would be, quote, how to mature as a Christian, end quote. John is helping new Christians understand that maturing in Christ deepens our intimacy with Christ, which makes us strong, builds our understanding of God, and brings us joy. So how is this done? In contrast to the Gnostic lies which taught that knowing God was done through, quote, mystical insights, end quote, such as visions, John assured Christ's followers that knowing God means that one must obey God, which we learn from verse 5, imitate Christ, which was cited from verse 6, and love fellow Christians, referenced in verse 10. It's a great reminder that spiritual knowledge and maturity means more than memorizing a set of verses, rules to abide by, prayers, or understanding biblical events. Spiritual maturity is actively obeying Christ and living out a life of love, putting him first, and others next, above self-serving desires. The more steps in obedience we take, the closer to him we cling. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. When have you boldly obeyed God's commands? How did this lead you to become closer to God? Ask him to help you obey him and bring him glory. See the glory of God in you, lift you from the tangles of sin and toward understanding of the abundant life in Christ. Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.